This episode of The Y-Files is brought to you by Delete Me.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but two quick things. One, this is us revisiting Project Bluebeam, but there's mostly new information in this. So if you saw the first episode, then this one is still worth watching. But you probably didn't see the first episode because it was demonetized and buried, which is why I'm taking another shot. Which leads me to the second thing. This is the YouTube-friendly version of this episode. There are about 2 minutes missing, and those 2 minutes are available on the version, the unredacted version, that's on Patreon. And stop screaming. You're not missing anything. It's 2 minutes at the very end and has nothing to do with the story. It's really just me preaching, and the episode is probably better without it.
But if they want to support the channel, that would be okay.
Would you get out of here?
Maybe they could buy a Hecklefish mug or t-shirt.
That's enough.
You are a terrible salesman.
I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm just letting them know that there's another version, and if they want to check it out, they can, and why I'm covering this again. And you can't just stick your phone out. You're on your way to your assignment. You've worked the same job for 7 years. You didn't choose it, but they say it's important and you're well suited for it. Everyone's occupation is assigned based on ability. To run society any other way would be chaotic, the way life was before the event. The event was the day everyone on Earth became a single society. You don't remember life before. Nobody does. The media reminds you of overpopulation, pollution, illness, and endless wars for resources. The world was fractured into different states with different cultures, religions, and leaders. It must have been awful. These stories make you glad your memories were erased. The event saved humanity. Cities are calm and efficient. No borders, no conflicts. One global society, provided for and secure. Everything just works. But sometimes a memory will flash through your mind. Riots, violence, destruction, tension, anxiety. You push it away. Why think about the past when life is so much better now? But some people can't let go. The event deniers. Bitter malcontents spreading disinformation that life was somehow better before. It's deplorable. Thankfully, these troublemakers who cling to the past disappear as soon as they're identified. Once all the event deniers are gone, we could finally be rid of that conspiracy theory. Shadow governments, secret technology, UFOs and aliens. Everyone knows none of that is real. No sane person believes the event was anything but a gift. And it definitely wasn't some conspiracy called Project Bluebeam.
Help. Something strange is happening.
Stranger than a talking goldfish?
No, you idiot. Will you listen? It started at breakfast this morning. I was browsing the web, having a bowl of Mariner's Choice.
Whoa, you know that stuff is way overpriced, right?
Excuse me. Mariner's Choice is organic, non-GMO, and honest anal.
Artisanal.
What'd I say? Anyway, I'm scrolling through and getting ads for camel toe polish and beaver lotion. And then I got one for a crab cat home defense kit.
Those are oddly specific.
And here's an ad for 2-for-1 drinks at the Velvet Hoof. This thing knows everything about me.
Well, it sounds like data brokers have been selling your information.
Oh, really? Is that what you think, Poirot?
Poirot?
He's a fictional detective from Agatha Christie's novel.
I know who he is. What do you want me to do?
Tell me how to fix it.
Easy. Just use Delete Me.
Oh, I think you just poured me a fresh glass of sponge.
I sure did. Delete Me is a hands-free subscription service that removes your personal information that's being sold online. Their team of privacy experts removes you from hundreds of data brokers all year long. And in just 7 days, you'll receive a detailed privacy report showing exactly where your information was found and removed. Delete Me removes your personal data like phone numbers, addresses, and more. Plus, their monitoring system ensures that your data stays gone, repeating removals as needed. And here's the best part.
With Delete Me, you're in control. You can make custom removal requests, tailoring your privacy protection to fit your needs.
Yeah, but how can I trust them to not sell my data like these other schmoes?
Delete Me protects users' privacy by collecting only essential data needed for removal from data broker sites. The company operates independently, never selling user information and handling all removals in-house. Their mission is to keep private information private. To start protecting your data, go to joindeleteme.com/thewifiles and use code thewifiles to receive 20% off Delete Me consumer plans.
Use code thewifiles for 20% off?
You got it.
Okay, perfect. I don't want anyone to know what websites I'm on.
You definitely don't.
Wait a minute.
What?
I just saw an ad for Sander. And here's one for Humpley.
I don't know what Sander and Humpley are.
And here's an ad for DuneMingle.com.
Has Gertie been using your computer?
Yeah. Look, I gotta go, all right?
Sure.
Gertie, my little desert rose, we need to talk.
Serge Manast wasn't the type of guy you'd expect to become a global conspiracy icon. He was a journalist from Quebec, Canada. He focused mainly on political commentary. In the early 90s, he didn't like where society was headed. Something was happening. He could feel it, but he couldn't identify it. So he did some digging, and his fears were justified. He discovered a secret cabal of powerful elites controlling the world from behind the scenes. He called them the Shadow Masters. But you can substitute shadow government, deep state, military intelligence complex.
Illuminati.
Right. Whatever you want to call them, Serge Manast was determined to expose them.
Yeah, they didn't like that.
Don't get ahead of me.
Oh, no.
In 1994, he published a book about his investigation, Project Bluebeam, which outlines a detailed plan to create a one-world government and a new world order. And the plan is about to go into motion. NASA and the United Nations will be front organizations. The UN will allow the elites to influence every country on Earth. And NASA will create the technology to turn influence into control. Manast discovered that Project Bluebeam will create the biggest hoax ever conceived. Using advanced technology and psychological manipulation, this illusion will be so convincing that it becomes the new reality shared by everyone on Earth, a reality controlled by an elite few. Project Bluebeam has four key goals to ensure everyone's primary allegiance is to the New World Order. First, destroy religion. Second, destroy national pride. Third, destroy the family. And fourth, destroy individual creative freedom.
Hello, this is already happening.
As soon as his book was released, he was followed, surveilled, his phones were tapped, he was harassed, and then there was a knock on the door.
Hitman?
Child Protective Services.
Oh.
They took his kids away.
What? Why?
Well, his children were homeschooled. The Canadian government didn't like this. They were taken from him and made wards of the state so they could receive a proper public education.
Run by the government.
Yep. He never saw them again. A few months later, in December, another knock on the door.
Pizza?
Police.
Uh-oh.
He was arrested for spreading misinformation.
It's been a long time since Canadians had freedom of speech, eh?
Manast was questioned by police for hours and then spent the night in jail. Then, the very next day... Well, what usually happens to whistleblowers who expose secret government programs?
They write books and go on Joe Rogan.
No, I mean whistleblowers, not for military intelligence.
Oh, this happens.
What was that? Did you sneeze?
No. Don't you see me slicing my fin across my throat?
No, it's not even moving.
Hang on. How about this?
Still nothing.
Crap. I might have to ease up on the Botox.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody.
It's for my migraines.
So what happens to whistleblowers?
They get dead.
Yes. The next day, Serge Manast was found dead in his apartment. The official report said he died of a heart attack. He was only 51 years old. His latest physical showed him in perfect health. Two other journalists looking into Project Bluebeam also had sudden heart attacks.
though they had no history of heart problems. So we know the goals of Project Bluebeam: one world government, one world religion, one national identity, and the erosion of the family in favor of the state. Those are big goals. Big goals require bold moves. The Shadow Masters know this, and it all starts with an earthquake. The elites behind Project Bluebeam know that implementing a one-world government requires everyone to share a single set of values. That makes the population much easier to control. Project Bluebeam achieves its goal in four steps. Step 1. Create a single religion where everyone worships the same god, the god they create. Serge Manast called this the New Age religion.
We must remember that the New Age religion is the very foundation for the New World Government, without which the dictatorship is completely impossible. That is why the Bluebeam Project is so important to them, but has been so well hidden until now.
How do you destroy all religions? We'll find new archaeological artifacts that discredit them, produce hard physical evidence as proof that their doctrine is wrong. It wouldn't be the first time that religion was impacted by a new discovery. The Dead Sea Scrolls. For hundreds of years, the Bible was thought to be complete. Then in 1947, a shepherd finds some clay jars in a cave, and suddenly there are new religious texts like the Book of Jubilees, the Wisdom of Solomon, and the Book of Tobit.
Yeah, and the Book of Enoch.
Right.
The Book of Enoch, link below. It's got giants, it's got angels, it's got the Great Flood, it's even got... Nunaki.
This discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls didn't fundamentally change religion, but it did cause scholars to ask, what else are we missing? Imagine an earthquake in the Middle East, which reveals hard evidence that Jesus never existed. Chaos. Or an earthquake that reveals technology buried for 2 million years... that proves human DNA was engineered by aliens or another advanced race.
Yeah, Anunnaki, Anunnaki, Anunnaki.
That would completely undermine not just the story of creation, but also debunk evolution. Project Bluebeam will fabricate any evidence necessary to discredit every religion on the planet, and they'll hide that evidence in an earthquake. If the right artifact were discovered, it would cause chaos within every faith. But what about people who don't belong to a religion or don't believe in God? Project Bluebeam addresses this in step 2, the step where we get a new God. Project Bluebeam's step 2. Manast calls it the big space show in the sky, but it's so much more. He discovered that NASA and a few intelligence agencies developed the technology to project 3D holographic images into the sky. I say into because the system uses a combination of satellites and ground-based systems to manipulate the ionosphere. You don't need a screen. Images can be projected onto the particles in the atmosphere. The projections will appear so lifelike that people will believe they are witnessing a miracle. The dominant god of each region will appear in the sky. Imagine looking up and seeing Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, all speaking to their followers in their own language. Their god will tell them their beliefs are all wrong, then will slowly morph into a new god. This is the first appearance of the new Messiah, God of the New World Order.
The projections of Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, and Krishna will merge into one, and explanations of mysteries and revelations will be disclosed. This one god will, in fact, be the Antichrist, who will explain that the various scriptures have been misunderstood and misinterpreted, and that the religions of old are responsible for turning brother against brother and nation against nation. Therefore, old religions must be abolished to make way for the New Age, New World religion, representing the one God Antichrist they see before them.
Debunking old religions will be enough to convert some people to this new one. Giant deities appearing and then converging into one Antichrist will convert a lot more. But these technologies won't work on everybody. Non-religious people will be terrified for sure, but they won't suddenly believe in a god based on a hologram, no matter how real it looks. The Shadow Masters know that. The Shadow Masters know that to create a one-world government and single religion, they need 100% of the population to believe. But you can't force a religious belief on somebody. They need to make the decision themselves, or at least be convinced they made it. The elites know this. That brings us to step three. If you're not convinced by what you see, they'll use technology to broadcast the message directly into your brain. You may not realize it, but this technology is being used on you right now. When the new God appears in step two, you'll hear him speaking whether you believe in him or not. And you won't be able to escape his voice because you're not hearing it through your ears. His voice is coming from your mind. The third step of Project Bluebeam is mind control. They'll use electromagnetic waves to interfere with brain function. They can shape perceptions, create emotions, and influence beliefs.
The third step in the Bluebeam project uses electronically augmented two-way communication, where ELF, VLF, and LF waves will reach each person from within his or her own mind, convincing each of them that their own God is speaking to them from the very depths of their own soul. Such rays from satellites are fed from the memories of computers that have stored massive data about every human on Earth and their languages. The rays will then interlace with their natural thinking to form what we call diffuse artificial thought. That kind of technology goes into the 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s research where the human brain has been compared to a computer. Information is fed in, processed, integrated, and then a response is formulated and acted upon.
We know for a fact that the U.S. military and intelligence have experimented with mind control. We know they used sound waves in the Vietnam War to make the enemy anxious without knowing why. The CIA used these and all kinds of other methods to scramble people's brains and program them to be sleeper agents.
Link down in the breadbasket, Chief.
The government uses EM waves for all kinds of dark purposes. They've patented a device that can trigger emotions in a target from a half mile away. But what's really scary about the patent is that it claims it can piggyback its signal onto any frequency. That would mean we can never escape it. Everything that uses electricity has an electromagnetic field. Think you're safe living off the grid? Nope. Radio signals can bounce off the ionosphere and reach anywhere in the world. The fourth and final stage of Project Bluebeam is the most sinister. Serge Manasse predicts a universal supernatural manifestation with electronic means. In other words, an alien invasion. The elites will promise to unite and defend the world against our common enemy. But to do that, they'll need emergency power. But it's only temporary, so we won't resist authority. We'll beg for it.
One is to make mankind believe that an alien invasion is about to occur at every major city on Earth in order to provoke each major nation to use its nuclear weapons in order to strike back. The United Nations Court will require that all nations which launch nuclear weapons disarm when the invasion is shown to be false. And how will the United Nations know that the invasion was false? They will have staged it, of course.
Subsequently, I found out that up at Cannon Bunkport, there were all these UFOs zipping around when Bush was up there out on a cigarette boat. And they didn't realize they were ours. So now we're getting into false flag 101.
A false flag attack. They'll use holographic projections as well as real man-made craft designed to look and move like UFOs. And here's the twist. The groundwork for this deception is being laid right now. All my life, UFOs and aliens were a fringe topic. When Serge Manasse made his predictions, they were a fringe topic. Yet somehow he predicted that high-profile people from the military would come forward with claims of alien encounters, UFO crashes, and hidden government projects. He warned that whistleblowers aren't telling the truth, they're spreading disinformation. They're slowly bringing the subject of UFOs out of the fringe and into the mainstream.
That there is an overarching agenda that was hashed in between 53 and 56 to create the specter of a threat from outer space that does not exist.
And he said the best way to cause all people of the world to come together in one world government and end war forever would be if we were attacked by some other species from some other planet. And boy, that just clicked with me, and I knew that that this is just another scam. This is the age of deception. There's no doubt about it.
Age of deception. 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 Age of deception.
The military releases videos of UFOs, and Congress holds hearings, and the news reports all this with a straight face. This is all very new. By spreading the idea of non-human biologics with advanced technology, the elites behind Project Bluebeam are creating a narrative that will feel completely logical once the attack happens. Manasseh's theory goes on. The invasion will begin with staged UFO sightings over major cities, causing mass panic. Governments around the world will issue warnings of an impending global catastrophe. They'll ask permission for something unthinkable and will say yes. Nuclear weapons will be deployed in a desperate battle for survival against alien forces. Can you imagine what it would be like if the skies were full of UFOs, fighter jets, and nuclear explosions? I mean, really think about it. That would be so terrifying that people would gladly give up freedom in exchange for survival. So the nations of the world will unite into a central one-world government. It's the only way to protect humanity from further alien incursions. The false flag invasion will unite humanity, but more than that, it will change our entire worldview. It will redefine what we believe is possible. Now we'll believe anything. The final step of Project Bluebeam seeks to turn that belief into a tool of absolute control. Once the threat is over and the population is calm, using a combination of holographic technology and radio waves, everybody's brains will be wiped. We'll have no memory of what came before this event. This will be done by building upon CIA brainwashing techniques developed and perfected during MKUltra. Then, with every mind on Earth a clean slate, the New World Order can begin. Families will be dissolved because you don't know who your family is. You only know the information being transmitted to you by Project Bluebeam, so you go along willingly and peacefully. The Shadow Masters will have boots on the ground ready to go. Men, women, and children around the world will be lined up and inventoried. You might not remember who you are, but they will. They'll know where you live, what you did for a living, who your family is, and most of all, they will know what you own. Cars, homes, money. Every asset you have will be accounted for. Your assets will be seized because you don't know what your assets were. And you'll be assigned housing and a job because you don't remember where you lived or what you did. But you won't work for money. You don't need money. Everything you need is provided for you. You feel like this is how life should be. Any other way of life sounds primitive and chaotic. All the wealth in the world belongs to a very select few people. They retain their memories and they live in luxury. And they know that as long as they keep the population fed, meaning fed food and fed propaganda, people will comply. And anyone who doesn't, they quickly disappear. All homes and businesses will have cameras and microphones. It's illegal to tamper with these. Finding dissenters is easy. You just watch, wait, and act. Within two generations, the New World Order will seem perfectly natural. Dissenting wouldn't even make sense. By then, children aren't born to parents. Everyone is sterilized at birth. The Shadow Masters keep tight control on population growth. Children are created by DNA genetically optimized for desirable qualities like submissiveness, agreeability, and lack of curiosity. They are incubated, educated, and assigned a role in society. When they're no longer useful, they're euthanized. This will seem humane. Letting someone live for years, sick and old, will seem cruel. And that's the cycle. The architects of the New World Order have finally achieved the utopia they've always wanted. Now, Serge Manast has attracted plenty of critics and skeptics. Some people call him a kook. Other people call him a prophet. Unfortunately, we won't know who's right until it's too late. Project Bluebeam claims NASA and the UN plan to fake an alien invasion using mind control and holograms to create a new god, then scare people into accepting a one-world government. Great story. But is it true? Well, I can't debunk a secret government program because it's secret, but we can break down Project Bluebeam to see if it's even possible. Step one is earthquakes. Do we have the technology to create them on demand? We do. We do this all the time, by fracking for oil. The number of earthquakes of a 3.0 magnitude or higher in Oklahoma went from an average of 2 per year in the 2000s to over 800 in 2015, induced by fracking. So the technology is here. The problem is, it can't be done in secret. You need huge crews of people and loud, heavy machinery. They couldn't hide it. Step two, global holograms of gods and UFOs. This tech doesn't exist. Nothing even close to it does.
But the military is always 20 years ahead.
Maybe, but it would use so much power, you'd have to dedicate the entire energy industry to it. All oil, gas, coal, and nuclear energy has to go into this one single project. Word would get out. Step three, mind control, using electromagnetic waves. This tech exists, but it's not really mind control. It can affect moods, cause anxiety, make people sick, even kill them. But you can't implant messages or create sleeper agents.
Yeah, the CIA's still working on it, though.
Well, if they are, they'd be breaking the law.
Oh, my mistake, of course. The CIA would never break the law.
Faking an alien invasion, even without holographic technology, could be done. All you need is a story and a compliant media to push it.
UFO sightings are a national security threat.
The things that they came up against were potentially so advanced that they posed an existential threat to the United States.
Well, we already have that.
We do, and that's too bad. The Founding Fathers gave the press special protections to watch politicians. Instead, the press gives special protections to the politicians so they can watch us. That's dangerous because the United States has a dark history of false flag operations. Remember Operation Gladio?
Link right down in your honeypot.
The CIA and mafia teamed up and armed Italian terrorists to kill civilians and blame the communists. Or Operation Northwoods in 1962. The Defense Department planned to attack Americans and blame Cuban terrorists. Then they'd invade Cuba. And thank goodness JFK said no. He stopped trusting the military intelligence state after the Bay of Pigs.
Hey, and how'd that work out for him?
Not well. JFK didn't want war, so he was replaced by a president who did, Lyndon Johnson, who presided over the Gulf of Tonkin incident, a false flag operation where the U.S. Navy claimed it was under attack by North Vietnam. Now, this is still controversial to say, but I don't care. It's the truth. The U.S. government lied to drag us into the senseless Vietnam War.
What I want is somebody that can lay up some plans to trap these guys and whoop hell out of them, kill some of them. That's what I want to do.
I'll try and bring something back. We'll meet that objective.
The telegram, which we later found from Commander Herrick of the Maddox, had been made available to the committee at that time. I'm quite sure they would have had long hearings, gone into it thoroughly, and if they'd been able to discover the facts as they actually were, I don't believe it passed the resolution because it was based upon absolutely false, erroneous information.
50,000 Americans dead, 300,000 wounded, for what? To enrich weapons manufacturers and chemical companies? Really? But that's the theme of this episode. To achieve their goals, whatever they are, the power structure has to deceive us. Okay, back to the UFOs, the whistleblowers. I take a lot of heat for openly saying I don't trust them. Everything they say is approved by the Pentagon. That doesn't mean what they say is true. It means the Pentagon wanted them to say it. That's a great opportunity for deception. David Grush heard from a guy who knew a guy who worked with another guy who said he saw UFO wreckage. What?
Dave then went to the Defense Office of Pre-Publication Security Review, the DOPSA office inside the Pentagon, and he asked for permission to talk about what he knows or what he says he knows. And they've given him permission to talk about crash retrievals.
Did we learn anything from any of that? Luis Elizondo was in charge of ATIP, but the Pentagon said he wasn't. Then he said they're smearing him. Then they said, well, he worked as a contractor, but not ATIP, and on and on and on. Which side is telling the truth? We don't know, but one side is using deception. Elizondo said he resigned because he was frustrated with the government's lack of transparency about UFOs. Great. That's what we need, that kind of bravery. Okay, tell us what's going on. What'd you see? What do we have? Well, he said, well, I have to be careful about what I say.
So they made it very clear to me that I have to be very careful not to talk about something that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Oh. But there are more details in my book.
Whatever's in there is cleared.
Oh. Look, I want to believe these guys. But as they say, I've been hurt before. Air Force Intelligence, where both men spent many years, specializes in deception.
We started slowly convincing him, or not really convincing him, but just giving him the idea that this might be just UFOs, extraterrestrials. And he ran with that.
I have to be careful. Is it possible? And I'll be very careful what I say.
Hey, I just tapped into a secret laser on Kirtland Air Force Base. Obviously, we can't have that happen. So all I had to do was say, well, you know what, Paul? Maybe what you did see was UFOs.
There's a place near Culpeper, Virginia called The Farm, and people are go there to be trained to be professional disinformation, basically how to lie well.
There's techniques that we use, that we're trained to use, in gaining that person's confidence. And I used those techniques against Billner and agreeing to say things that we wanted said regarding the UFO community or within the UFO community.
When you see people on CNN or CBS 60 Minutes, the folks that they will allow to talk about it are people that have been cherry-picked by this cabal, this secret government group, to say what they're told to say. It's scripted.
I want to be careful that I don't, because again, I haven't had what I have approval to talk about. I gotta be careful. I don't want to. Yeah, and again, I got to be careful because some of that stuff I haven't been cleared to talk about.
Do you have any examples of this? Yes, of course. Nick Pope, Lou Elizondo, Chris Mellon, all those guys.
Okay. You gotta be careful exactly what I say, but...
They have been, I know for a fact, been told what to say.
I'm still advising the U.S. government on this.
You still consult with the government. You still have a security clearance. So...
And I'm trying to carefully message this.
And on occasion, I still will consult for the U.S. government, for the U.S. government, for the U.S. government.
So let's assume Elizondo is telling the truth. He said UFOs are a real threat to our national security. That's a serious statement to make if it's not true. But remember, Serge Manasse said that's all part of the plan, to convince us through deception that UFOs are a threat. So is Project Bluebeam happening? Well, Serge Manasse's story is complicated. The government did harass him, arrest him for misinformation, and he died the next day. It sounds like a conspiracy. But he loved Star Trek, and he called Project Bluebeam Star Trek technology. And Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, released the plot of an unreleased movie called The God Thing. It was eventually used for a Next Generation episode called Devil's Do. An alien uses technology to pose as a god and enslave a planet. She even uses mind control and holograms.
Oh, no. When did this guy release his book?
About 18 months after that episode aired.
Oh.
Right. Project Bluebeam sounds like science fiction because it probably was. But that doesn't mean there's nothing to the story. The world the elites want to create is exactly how Project Bluebeam describes. And it's already happening. They're already merging economies, cultures, and governments. That's globalism. The Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, WEF, Davos. These are globalists, and they're not looking out for us.
Illuminati Volume 1 link down in the click hole.
Globalism, if done right, could help poor countries benefit from wealthier ones. There could be better cooperation, easier trade, cultural exchange, fewer wars. Sounds good. But their vision is more like Serge Manasse's prediction. Centrally planned government, a single currency, controlled wages and prices, assigned jobs, no private property, and depopulation. They downplay their more extreme plans. Deception. And the rules they want to impose on us to implement their vision? Well, those rules don't apply to them. They want us to drive electric cars and take public transportation. They fly on private jets and are driven around by a fleet of Range Rovers. They want to install devices in our homes to limit the energy we use for heating and cooling, but keep their five houses at perfect temperature year-round. They want us to eat a plant-based diet.
And bugs!
And bugs, they really do.
How can we grow nutritious and sustainable food that supports healthy and productive lives with far fewer resources available? Insects are among the most abundant and nutritious animals on the planet.
But when these people get together, they go through a lot of steak and lobster. Greenpeace says that Davos is a distasteful masterclass in hypocrisy. And people often call out this hypocrisy. But here's what everyone misses. They don't see themselves as hypocrites. They need more resources because they're more important than us. They can't spend all day at an airport waiting in security lines and dragging bags and dealing with flight delays. They're so busy saving the world, they have to be exempt from the rules. And most of these elites aren't evil people.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure about that.
Really, most are not. They want a cleaner, safer, and better world for everyone. They want to feed starving children. They want older people to live in dignity. They don't want anyone to live in poverty. Noble goals. Their solution? A rental-based economy for housing, food, and everything.
You'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
Right. Ida Auken said at the World Economic Forum in 2016, the state would own all resources, and we just subscribe to them. Sharing and limiting access to resources would cut waste and pollution.
You want the function, you want the service, right? Why do you want to own a cell phone if you can just lease it? And if you lease, why shouldn't you lease your refrigerator or your washing machine or your dishwasher? Or why do you want to own it?
And you don't want to own a home.
Secure a mortgage, buy a ton of furniture, and spend long hours on upkeep and renovation once in a while. Why make all these commitments? Life is full of surprises.
Renting gives you more freedom and less responsibility. And if the state controls resources, they'd be shared more fairly. They would limit access for some people in order to give access to others.
From each according to his ability, to each according to his needs.
Exactly. Karl Marx said that. That resource rental economy idea is just another flavor of communism. But they present it as this grand plan that would make everyone's lives better. Their presentation is deception. We know what would happen. We'd have to contribute our private property, but the elites wouldn't. They're too important. They're doing this for the greater good. That's not evil. That's just arrogance. Project Bluebeam is a warning. Don't be deceived into accepting globalism. The WEF has backed away from the own nothing and be happy idea, but only after they were called out on it. They liked it before. That's deception. To accept their vision for a new world, existing institutions like religion, family, and patriotism need to be completely dismantled. Most of us don't want this. So the message has to be delivered as a subtle deception. Like maybe you can slip it into pop culture.
Let the past start.
I've read humanity's story. So now I'm erasing them.
I will shred this universe down to its last atom. And then create a new one.
Let the old ways serve us no longer.
The past is dead. We either move forward or we die with it.
Kill it, if you have to.
Karl Marx said that the old ways have to be torn down, and the only way to do it is by force. That's the only way.
There is only one way in which the murderous death agonies of the old society and the bloody birth throes of the new society can be shortened, simplified, and concentrated. And that way is revolutionary terror.
And look, this episode has nothing to do with politics. It's about the powerful using deception to take advantage of the powerless. You can be a communist, or a socialist, or a capitalist. I'm a little bit of all those. But most of all, I'm a realist. Believe whatever you want. Just be honest about it. All systems are flawed because we are flawed. When ideologues claim their system is fair, they're lying. Communism isn't fair, but neither is capitalism. Socialism isn't fair, and the free markets aren't fair. No fair system exists because some people will always take advantage and will always want more. They know this, so they deceive us. Project Bluebeam may never happen, but the tools to control perception are here and being used against us every day. So what can you do? Well, get your information from as many sources as you can, but know they all have an agenda and use subtle deceptions to manipulate you. When you hear kill the past or unburdened by what has been, that's Marx talking, but they won't admit it. It's deception, and I want you to recognize it. Once you learn all the subtle ways the powerful use deception, you'll be changed forever. The world goes from black and white to color. You can't ever be deceived again. And when you learn, teach the skill to your kids, to everyone you can. That's the only way to stop Project Bluebeam and every other plan that requires us to surrender our freedom to the powerful. More regular people, like you and me, have to recognize when we're being deceived and say no. Whether it's the media, politicians, or a giant god in the sky, more of us need to see the power structure for what it really is, an illusion. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. My name is AJ, that's Hagglefish.
Привет, comrades.
This has been The Y-Files. If you had fun or learned anything, do me a favor, like, subscribe, comment, share. That stuff really helps the channel. And like most topics we cover on the channel, today's was recommended by you a long time ago because we covered this before and it was demonetized. We'll see what happens this time. But if there's a story you'd like to see, go to thewyfiles.com/tips, enter it in there, I get notified, and that's how we pick our topics. And remember, The Y-Files is also a podcast. Twice a week, I post deep dives into the stories we cover here on the channel, and I also post episodes that wouldn't be allowed on the channel. It's called The Y-Files Operation Podcast, and it's available everywhere. And if you need more Y-Files in your life, and not everyone does, some people have too much, but a few people need a little bit more, I invite you to check out our Discord. We're over 61,000, 62,000 when I record this. Thousands of people on there 24/7. They're into the same weird stuff we are, but it's a great, supportive, friendly community. It's a lot of fun and it's free to join. And if you want to know what's going on with The Y-Files, check out our production calendar. It's at thewyfiles.com/cal. That's where we post our episode schedule, upcoming podcasts, live streams, everything. A special thanks to our patrons who made this channel possible. Every episode of The Y-Files is dedicated to our Patreon members. I couldn't have done any of this without you. I can't believe we're here, and I can't thank you enough for your support and for your trust. And if you'd like to support the channel, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. If you'd like to support the channel and join this amazing supportive community, consider becoming a member on Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, get access to all kinds of perks like videos early with no commercials, unredacted episodes like this version that's over there that I didn't post on YouTube. You get access to merch only available to members, plus 2 private live streams every week just for you. My webcam is on. You get to meet the whole Y-Files team. Their camera's on. You could turn your camera on, hop up on stage, ask a question, suggest a topic, or just shoot the breeze. Just talk. You know, whatever you want to do. It's a lot of fun. And you get to meet us as people. Like, you hear how I'm stuttering through this ending, because I think this is take 4. But so on the streams that are just for Patreon members, you get to see us unredacted. Another great way to support the channel is grab something from the Y-Files store.
Ooh, plug time. Grab yourself a Hagglefish t-shirt, or one of these fistable coffee mugs that you fit your fist in, or put your neighbor's fist in there. You know, get along with your neighbors. Have a fist party. Grab a mug and have a fist party with your neighbors. Or just drink a beverage out of it. Or grab a hoodie with my face on it. Or something else with my face on it. Or get one of these squeezy animal stuffed Hagglefish talking toy dolls.
And that's going to do it. Until next time, be safe, be kind, and know that you are appreciated. Oh, yeah. I believe.
Zacharias and Area 51. A secret code inside the Bible said I was. I love my UFOs and paranormal fun, as well as music, so I'm singing like I should. But then another conspiracy theory becomes the truth, my friends, and it never ends. No, it never ends. And got stuck inside Mel's home with MK Ultra. I've been only too aware. Did Stanley Kubrick fake the moon landing alone on a film set? Or were the shadow people there? The Roswell aliens just fought the smiling man, I'm told. And his name was Cold. And I can't believe I'm dancing with. Secret city underground. Mysterious number stations, planet Serpo 2, Project Stargate, and what the Dark Watchers found. We're in a simulation, don't you worry though. The Black Knight satellite, it told me so. I can't believe.